Dr. Peter Graham. He's a family physician whose practice is in DeWitt, and he is the president of the Michigan Academy of Family Physicians. Peter, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What is the Michigan Academy of Family Physicians?
We represent the almost 5,000 family physicians who live, practice in the state of Michigan. That's pretty much everybody who's your family doctor.
All right. Today's a big day for you. You're going to be on a Capitol lawn, aren't you?
We are.
Tell me about it.
Today from 2 to 7 p.m. we'll be on the Capitol lawn. We're going to be giving away 500 bike helmets free of charge.
Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't kid you about a thing like that.
Well, I'm going to have to bring my 7 and 10-year-old out there. Why are you doing this?
Well, family docs, we believe in a couple things. We're trying to keep people healthy and make them healthy. Exercise is a great way to do that, and biking is one of the best ways around. But we also know that biking comes with a certain amount of risk. One of the ways you can mitigate that risk is make sure you wear a properly designed and properly fitted helmet.
All right, and I know that you have 300 of those who have already registered for this, but if you've got all those hats, folks can just show up.
Can't show up, although we prefer if folks hear this in time to give a call in. Our contact person is Sarah Hollander, and I can give her phone number if that would be okay. Generally good to call ahead and kind of get your name in for that if possible.
You know what's interesting about those bike helmets? My sons think that I'm kind of a nag because whenever they go out on their scooters or their bikes, I make them put them on, and they moan and they groan, and I just listen to it while they put it on. But obviously, they serve a good purpose.
They serve a very good purpose, and you're wise to have them do that anytime they're on something that moves them faster than walking or running speed. Scooters, bikes, skateboards, anything where you get moving fast enough so you can get hurt, you should be wearing a helmet, and with things like skateboards, elbow and knee pads as well.
Do we have a lot of injuries due to folks not wearing the helmets?
Unfortunately, yes, and they tend to be fairly serious injuries, and I think that's something that we as parents have to take the lead. Their kids aren't quite old enough or mature enough to understand that, but head injuries tend to be very serious business. Even a minor one is not a good thing, so protecting your noggin is kind of top priority.
And the Michigan Academy of Family Physicians will be on the front lawn of the state capitol starting at 2 o'clock today, and if folks want to partake in this event, where can they call, where do they go?
Give our online a call. It's 800-833-5151. You can also register online if you want to go to MAFP.com. That'll give you a link to where you can register for that.
All right. Thanks so much, Peter. Good luck with the event. We'll talk with you soon.
Very welcome. Thanks.